Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka, where, yes, Jesus Christ remains the Lord. Always was, will always be, is right now. He was, he is to come. He is, I am, ultimately, yes. And in all things, you know, we appreciate the trials and the tests and the things that we go through. You know, sometimes you and I, we may not see in the circumstances what it is that we're going through. We may not, the reason that God puts us into it, the reason that He has us go through these different things. But know and rest assured that there is a reason for it. There is a purpose behind it. And you will see what that purpose is when you press through. You will see what that purpose is when He takes you through that. So don't look for the way out. Look for the way through. Because when you go through, when you come to the other side, that's when the glory of God is manifest. And when you look for the way out, that's when you stop short of what it is that God desires to do in and through you. See, a lot of people, they look for that exit. But the example of Jesus and facing the crucifixion is He went back to Jerusalem where He knew it was going to happen. So He went, He faced it head on, He wrestled with it in the garden, what He was going to face, and He pushed through. And He came to the other side of the tomb. The cross, the tomb, the resurrection from the grave, and that new life was now there. That new life was now made possible for us in Him because of that. Now, He had to go through. And you and I, we have to go through. It's not a question of getting out. See, you know, one time too, there is a friend of mine who's a pastor in the States. He one time told me, he said, you know when you know that your assignment is finished? He said, when it no longer needs you to continue. It's a humbling thing. But it's true. I mean, the time that you and I go into something, that's that rough spot. But it's when things get comfortable and nice and smooth and they can go on without you, and that's the time that God would move you on. Because this world is a testing ground. This world is a fire. This world is a place of difficulty and striving and struggle for the people of God. And we go through while we're here. We do. But you've got to change the mindset about what it is that you face. That's why even Scriptures tries to encourage you in that line. It says, consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope, and hope does not disappoint. You know that it does this for you. And so, but you've got to count it that way. You know, I mean, over the time and the seasons and the different things that we end up going through, in each and every one of them, they are struggles, they're difficulties, they are points of conflict, flashpoints, and in each one of these things, God is shaping you, molding you, refining you, allowing you to go through, because He has something for you on the other side of that. Imagine if you were a potter and you were firing a pot and you put it in the kiln, and as you put the pot in the kiln, after it's in there for a little bit, the pot says, whoa, 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 this is way too hot, and gets out of there. What happens? It's half baked. It's half finished. It's not ready. It's not ready for the purpose it was made. It's stopped halfway. Here's the thing. God knows what He's doing with you. He knows what you can take. He knows what you can stand. He knows what it is that it's going to be part and parcel of your life. He knows what you need to go through in order to be ready. If you didn't go through the things you go through, you wouldn't be ready for what God has for you. If you didn't go through the things you go through, you wouldn't be prepared for God's plan and purpose for your life. You need to go through, because it is that firing and testing process that is what makes you meet for the Master's use. That's what makes you ready for the purposes of God in and through your life. And don't disdain the things that God puts you through. Rather, settle yourself under His hand and let Him lift you up in due time. Let Him accomplish His purposes in you, in His own time, in His own season. You know, there is a mindset change that will help. There is a change in the way that you would see and approach things that will make a huge difference in your life. And that change comes as the Spirit of God works that in you. And He works through your external circumstances to accomplish something, to force you to make an internal decision. I'll say that again. He works through your external circumstances to force you to come to an internal decision. Now, it's still a free will decision, but He forces you to that point. He forces you to that point of exhaustion, of despair, of absolute brokenness and misery in and through this world. And it's at that point, it's at that place, that is where now something can happen in you. And it's not until you go into that and push through, it's not until that happens and takes place in you, that's when something can go on in what God would desire to do in your soul. Look, if things are let's go back to the exercise example. If you put somebody in a gym and they just lift 3-pound weights, are they going to build anything? No, because there's no stress. There's no strain. There's no struggle. There's nothing to push through. It's easy. And when it's easy, nothing gets built. Nothing gets tested. You know, that is part of the analogy of why God so often uses, He compares to the body. You know, for us, you know, we are the body of Christ. And your physical body is a great representation for also what takes place in the spiritual man. And in the spiritual man needs to be stretched. The spirit man needs to be tested. The spirit man needs to go through these things. Because in going through these things, what's inside of that spirit man is released. You have to be broken to be released. Did you know that? It's not just going to happen. You got to be cracked like an egg. You got to be shattered into 1,000 pieces. And in being shattered and in being broken beyond what you thought you could ever bear, it's in that the Spirit of God is released in and through you. You know, so many of the people that I know that preach the word of truth have been broken into 1,000 pieces. If you knew their lives, if you knew their life stories, the things that they've gone through, they've just been absolutely shattered. But God. God came in and healed and flowed through all of that brokenness to make something beautiful in their lives. That's what He does. That's how He works in people. God will not leave people in a state of despair. He has a way of allowing you to be tested and stretched and broken and put through the mill. But then, at just the right time, He then takes you through to the other side. there's a little bit of release and relief, and you can breathe easy. And you need that. Because, you know, if you just let, if you lived your life according to your own thoughts, according to what you thought you needed, you would miss it. You know, there's that way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You would miss it if you went by your own designs, your own accord, your own understanding. Because why? Because we function with limited knowledge. We function with a limited understanding. We function with a limited scope. We function with a limited perspective. Look, if God's going to send you to China, go to China. Because He knows what He has for you in China. If God's going to send you to Africa, if God's going to send you next door, go next door. Because He knows what He has for you. He knows what He has for you in the assignments that He puts in front of you. He knows what He has for you in the challenges that He has you to face. He knows what He has for you in the victories that will come to pass. God knows what He has for you. And in this process, in this window of time, He is accomplishing something incredible in you. And you know that saying, you know, you don't see the forest in spite of the trees? Because you're so deep in it, you don't realize what you're actually in. You know, that's the case for so many of us. We are in the furnace. We're in the fire. We're in the blaze. We're in the middle of the trial. And in the middle of the trial, that is the place. That is the time. That is the situation where in that spot, He's accomplishing a work in you that when you come through that, on the other side of that, that is where you will see the finished work of God in your life. You'll be like, oh wow. Though you wouldn't ever want to go through it again, you thank God for what He put you through. Isn't that incredible? I mean, for me, that's always been an incredible an incredible set of understanding for me has been the fact that though I would never want to go through those things again, at the same time, I'm so grateful to God for Him having put me through that. I can't explain it any other way. Because so much of what God has put me through in my life, as difficult as it may have been at the time, I look back and the pain isn't there, and there's a gratitude in my heart for having been allowed to go through some real life experiences, to do things that people only dream about or read about. Or, you know, the follower of Christ, you live the book of Acts. The book of Acts is not something unusual for you. You live it. You live that book. So when we read that book, we see the parallels between our own lives. We see the parallels between the struggle. We see the parallels between the victories. We see the parallels between the betrayals and the trust and the joy and the fellowship and all that takes place. You know, God will put you into some of the most tough spots. But you know what, too? He's also got a really, really interesting way of sending you help, of sending you encouragement. You know, when Jesus was struggling in Gethsemane, and when the disciples were all falling asleep and praying and falling asleep, and even as Jesus went a little further and the three were falling, and then they stayed and they were falling asleep while Jesus went further on, and even in that moment when Jesus was struggling, God, just knowing his heart and knowing where he was at, he sent an angel to encourage him, to strengthen him. And even when you get into those moments of time where even it seems like, you know what, your friends are all asleep and they're all too tired and they're too bogged down with their own struggles and their own problems. And you feel like everything around you, even in that time, if you continue to pray, continue to seek the face of God, in that time, God will meet you. God will encourage your heart, even if He's got to send an angel from heaven to manifest to you just to give you strength and encouragement for what you're in the middle of. God will do that. Why? Because He loves you. And He wants you to make it through. He doesn't want you to look for the way out. He wants you to look for the way through. And when you look for the way through, you know part of what that is you say, you know what? I am going to go through this. And Lord God, please don't take me out of this until I've maximized the reason for which You've put me into this. You know, that's important. You got to maximize the reason for which God put you into that trial and tribulation. Instead of complaining about it, you got to maximize that reason. You know, I look at life in a different way sometimes, because I know that this life is short and we pass through. But in order to maximize this life, you got to be willing just to live raw and to live real and to allow your heart just to be out there. You know, I mean, yes, guard your heart, for out of it comes the issues of life. You know, at the same time, you got to be real. And you got to be willing to take a risk, willing to trust what God is doing, willing to take a step and to be like, you know what, if I fall down, fine. If this whole thing collapses, all right. I'm still going to try. I'm still going to go forward. I'm still going to try. I'm still going to continue forward. You know, there is a way to live the maximum life while you're here. And that process, you know, it doesn't come cheap. That's the other thing too. It's freely available, but it doesn't come cheap. You know, in your heart, you have to want that. You have to want within yourself to live the maximum life that God has for you, and nothing short will do. And you got to be willing to allow for all things that once were to no longer be. You got to be willing for that to change. To let go of all that you've known, of all the priorities that you may have had. All of those things, just they have to go. Because you can have no other gods but Him. You can have no other priority that competes with Him. And when that alignment is solid, when that alignment is there, the rest of things fall in place. God has an amazing, amazing way of working out your circumstances and your situations under His plan and purpose. He'll do it. You don't have to worry about it. You just have to trust Him, and you have to push through with what's in front of you. And God will accomplish His plan and purpose in you. Ah. And many are the struggles that people face in this life. Many are the challenges that people endure. But your Savior loves you. And He made a way for you. He made a way for you to and through all of it. So, yeah, don't worry. You know, worry won't accomplish anything for you. Worry will just put you in a state of not trusting. and put you in a state of trying to figure out stuff that you have absolutely no control over, and it wouldn't make a difference anyways. Even if you knew, it wouldn't help. You know, when people worry about stuff, they worry because they don't trust. They worry because it's something that they can't figure out what to do with. You know, what did Jesus talk about with worry in Matthew 6? He said, look, you know, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you seek first the kingdom of heaven and right standing with God, where's the kingdom? Within. If you seek first the establishment of the kingdom and the establishment of the king in earth, in you. You're an earthen vessel. Seek first the kingdom within and his righteousness, and all these things, that which you need to facilitate this life, you'll have it. Don't worry about it. But that shouldn't be your focus. Your focus should be focusing on him and being in relationship with him and walking out this life in a way that pleases him. You know, I look at this challenge of this life that we face, and I appreciate it. Because if this life and this world was set up any other way, we wouldn't be able to face the things we do. Think about it this too. In all that you struggle with, God has always enabled for you to be taken care of. You're alive this day and able to hear this message this day because God has taken care of you up until now. You know, so, yes. So then the trials and the tribulations that you face, there is a divine purpose in them. You know, God doesn't get any pleasure out of you having to suffer. You know, God didn't enjoy, you know, watching his son, you know, go onto the cross. You know, yet scriptures does say in Isaiah that it was God's will to crush him. It was God's will to crush his own son. So in Isaiah, God expressed it. Jesus knew it. But God didn't, you know, now God was pleased with Christ Jesus. This is my beloved son, and him I'm well pleased. But for him to have to go through that, it was not like he was, that he enjoyed watching that happen to his son. And yet, that was his way. I mean, think about it. Who would save the world, and who would choose to save the world by having his son killed? You know? I mean, there's not a single one of us that would do that. You know, people would find another way, if there was another way. But the truth of it is, there was no other way. And God knew that redemption was necessary for us. And there was only one way, which was through the death of his son, the pure, spotless Lamb of God. That's the way that we could be made whole. And it is through his death and resurrection and the blood of Christ Jesus that was shed for us that we could be made whole and be brought into union and communion and relationship and eternal just connection with the Father. That was it. No other way. No other way for it to happen. And for you and I, you know, to realize that it was God's plan and purpose, and He takes joy in His children when they submit themselves to His plan and purpose and press through to the other side of that which He intended for them. You know, God will do that in you. And when you come to the other side, you can have a grateful heart, knowing that that which He put you through was for something more. And though you didn't like it, you will be so grateful once you've come through it. Because that is the accomplishment of the purpose of God in you. That is the fulfillment of that which God intended in you. And when that happens, when that takes place, you now become the reflection that God would desire for you to be. You know, we've talked about this before, the silversmith. When he knows when that silver is purified and ready to come out, when he can see his own reflection in it. And when God sees his reflection in you, that's when he knows you're done. That's when he knows you're ready. That's when he can show, the day of your showing is now on the horizon, where God can say, look what I have made. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. And whatever you may go through, whatever you may face, it is according to his plan and purpose, according to his will and desire. There is a wonderful destiny for the children of God. There is a wonderful, eternal, just, it's incredible what God has in store for his people on the other side of this life. And even in this life, you can experience an abundant life while you're here. Did you know that? It doesn't have to be all just like trudging through and miserable. You can actually have an abundant life on this side. God intended for that, that you would know that now, and then carry on from this into what he has intended for you for all eternity. But that again comes on his terms. And that again is something that he needs to do in and through you. You know, the joy of the Lord is definitely our strength. And he puts that joy in your heart. You will have a revelation of his power, of his character, of his intention for you. You'll have a revelation in your own heart, your own mind, of how great his love for you is when you see the manifestation of that love in and through your life. When you see the painstaking effort that God has taken to give you a hope and a future, and how he uses the circumstances of this life to just weed out that foolishness and those things that that keep you from being what he intended you to be. You know, he will do that work in your heart. He'll do that work in your life. You know, recently, somebody who's very special to me had referenced Faith Mix to a friend who had gone through the site and had asked, you know, was I trying to, trying to evangelize this person? And you know what's funny is, like, people have all kinds of expectations about, because of their exposure to religion, they have all kinds of expectations in that realm of, you know, all these different pieces that have been so churchified, so religified, that a real thing, a real relationship, sharing the truth, sharing what's ultimately out there, you know, that they wouldn't know it. So the only things that they can relate to is some hodgepodge, you know, 12-step program. And God wants you to know that there's a real relationship there with Him. I mean, okay, what is evangelism? It's sharing the good news. Well, what's the good news? Well, an abundant life is available. You don't have to pay for the cost of being a fallen creation. You can actually, you know, be reconnected through the gift of eternal life that's available in Christ Jesus, that your sins are paid for, that a new life is there, that eternal salvation is available, and you can know an abundant life and what it is to fulfill your purpose for being in existence right now. So yeah, if that's evangelism, you know, yes, that's me. Because that's the message I share, is the good news of the cross and the blood of Christ that was shed for the remission of sins, that allows for a new way for you and I to go forward. Without that, what do you got? Honestly, what do you got? If you don't have that, what do you have? You have an existence filled with distractions, filled with trying to piece together some sort of meaning in this life. You build it around the things that you think are important, like family, which, you know, without truth, without Christ, you know, it's still an extension of self. I mean, God wants that spirit, His spirit within, to be released without, to flow through and flood through your life, to touch this world in an amazing way. He wants that to happen through you. And you are the one that makes the decision and the choice to serve Him or not, to follow Him or not. It is your choice. Your will is going to be what's accomplished in your life. If you want the will of God, you'll have it. If you want something else, you'll have that too. God's will be done in you if you want His will to be done in you. Now, God's will is going to be accomplished overall. Yes, absolutely. But His will is going to be accomplished in your life when you surrender your life to His will. That's why Jesus taught people to pray, "Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done." That's what He taught them to pray. Because they had to desire that. They had to want that. They had to be the very core of their being, the drawing to say, you know what, I need the will of God. I can't live without it. That is the only way I can go forward. And if you want that in yourself, you'll have that. If you don't want it, you're not going to have it. Simple as that. The plan and purpose of God is incredible for you. And your willingness to receive it is the extent to which this is manifest in and through your life. So align yourself, body, mind, spirit, point towards Him. And allow the free flow of the Spirit of God to fill and flood and flow through you. And that which God intends will be accomplished in and through your life. And with that, hey, love you guys. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. And hey, keep on. You know what? It's all good in Christ Jesus. And everything is going to be just fine. All right. Hey, love you guys. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye.